Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the second week of Easter, and from Australia we hear from Sister Joan Buckry of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan is part of the St. Thomas More preaching team in Webster, Wisconsin, right now on the Gold Coast of Australia. Her preaching today is entitled, Born in the Spirit.
Our gospel today from St. John is the account of the conversation between Nicodemus and Jesus. Jesus tells Nicodemus he must be born again in the Spirit. Puzzled by that, Nicodemus counters, "Must I go back into my mother's womb and be born again? How can this happen?" Jesus insists, "You must be born from above, born in the Spirit." Jesus concludes the conversation, indicating to Nicodemus that being born in the Spirit means we believe in Jesus, and it is a condition for eternal life and for being part of the kingdom. Hearing this command from Jesus may cause us also to be puzzled. What does it mean for us to be born in the Spirit? First of all, I believe that the Spirit of Jesus lives in each of us, prompting us for good in our lives, if we respond. Furthermore, the process of being human and living out our lives always involves constant change. The tendency in each of us, I think, is to resist change, to resist the promptings of the Spirit. Change is hard. We see culturally the mass movement of change resistors and the effects on their lives: anger, resentment, fear, retribution, even violence, as a mass attempt is made to close the circle and stop the change. So change is what happens to all of us, and I think most of the time it's pretty superficial. But the ways we respond to change is called transformation. We incorporate the impact of those changes into our lives for good, instead of becoming bitter and resentful. With the help of the Spirit, we are expanded and opened, widened in our visions and in our hearts and in our thinking. We become more generous, more compassionate, more inclusive, more loving. We are born anew with each change. We are born again in the Spirit. To many of us adults, the changes usually involve adjustments because of death or medical diagnoses, the aging process, downsizing, living in a different place, etc. All promptings, I believe, to be transformed. I find that transformation can only be accomplished through quiet contemplation. Changes call us to sit quietly and beg the Spirit to help reform us, keep us soft and pliable, with hope and love in our hearts. And we are formed anew. Jesus, this day, give us the grace of contemplation and transformation. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.